Hi, my name's Mario Vatikotis. I'm here to talk about a VAT rise in prices significantly in restaurants because I'm a waiter. I'm going to be talking as positively as I can about the rise in prices so people can understand why. I've got a special guest with me here, Jamie Sellers.
Hello.
Who's going to be telling us about some personal experiences he's had at restaurants. And if anyone wants to comment about their own experiences, their own theories, everything they want to talk about when it comes to prices changing local restaurants, please comment below and we'll try to get some sort of conversation going. I'll be updating it all the time, so you'll hear from me quite a lot. Anyway, I'm going to talk in the fact that I'm a waiter in a restaurant and I've realised that prices have gone up on drinks, obviously, and things like that. Our main problem is that if we're paying so much for a bottle of Jack Daniels or whatever, at the end of the day, we've got to make a big profit in order to keep the doors open. If we can't sell a drink for $3.50, Jack Daniels and Coke, then what's the point in keeping your doors open? You might as well shut. It's to keep up with the rates and everything. But, Jamie, is there any experiences you've had in local restaurants that you've noticed the price change?
Well, yeah, you're on the positive side. Well, I find it quite negative, actually, because, I mean, the big restaurants, they aren't changing prices, but when I go to the small ones, like there's an Indian and an Italian near me, and I go once a week or every 2 weeks, prices on starters and mains have gone up by £1 or £2. But there's two of us, so that's £8 on top, as well as the 30p added on drinks. If I get free drinks, that's like £10 on top of the bill for both of us. And I mean, it's a quarter of the bill going up in the restaurant near me, and that's just too much. I can't see how you justify 2.5%. And then adding £2 on when that's 20% of the price.
Well, you've got to think about it this way. You've got to think about the fact that when VAT rises on things like food, now I think VAT rises on rent. VAT rises on a lot of things. At the end of the day, people who own restaurants do pay a lot of rent. And you've got to think about it in the way that we're trying to satisfy the customer. We're not trying to drive customers away. We're trying to bring them in. But at the end of the day, we've got to make a living. Otherwise, there's no point in bringing customers in if you can't afford to keep your doors open.
But you might push them away. By raising it by that much, you might push them away and then you might have no custom.
Well, that's the risk we've got to take. That's the reason my business is closing. But I don't think that... I think 2.5% doesn't sound like a lot, and really it is. And some people can't justify the 2.5% with the price raise. I can understand that. But at the end of the day, if you've got to put the prices up in order to keep the doors open, what else can you do? You know, you can't, for example, make the VAT go down.
I can understand where you're coming from, but I just can't see the justification of it going up that much. I just can't.
Well, you obviously sound like a bit of a cheap git. So clearly you just want to spend So you don't really want to spend a lot of money when you got, which is fair enough. There's a lot of people out there like that. We are students. You know, at the end of the day, we have to make a living and be able to afford it. So I want to say thank you to everyone. Please comment below, and I'll definitely get in touch with everyone else. Thank you very much.